Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, August 24th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: U.S. futures head higher after FDA increases access to COVID-19 treatment. U.S. recession likely to end in late 2020 or in 2021, survey says. And ByteDance investors seek to bid for TikTok assets. Leading today's news: futures for the three major U.S. stock averages have advanced following President Trump's announcement that the U.S. FDA issued emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19, and, separately, his team have been privately seeking to reassure U.S. companies that they can still do business with the WeChat messaging app in China. S&P futures rose 0.7%, NASDAQ futures 0.9%, and the Dow pushed 0.8% higher. 10-year Treasury slipped, pushing the yield up almost one basis point to 0.64%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 Index rose 1.7%. The UK's FTSE 100 Index added 1.6%. Germany's DAX gained 2.1%. And France's CAC climbed 2.2%. In Asia, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index closed up 1.7%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.3%, and the Shanghai Composite increased 0.2%. In other news, a majority of economists say Congress should reinstate supplemental unemployment insurance benefits as the U.S. economy isn't likely to emerge from the recession until later this year or at some point next year, according to a survey by the National Association for Business Economics. Most of them also support extending the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. Two-thirds of the respondents said the economy is still in the recession that began in February, and almost 80% indicated that there is at least a 25% chance of a double-dip recession. Some of the investors in ByteDance, including investment firm General Atlantic, want to take large stakes in TikTok's North America, Australia, and New Zealand operations, while Microsoft or Oracle, which are also vying to buy the units, would get a minority stake under the plan. The news comes after reports that TikTok is preparing to legally challenge President Trump's executive order banning transactions between the popular short-form video app and parent ByteDance. The assets for sale may be valued at around $25 billion to $35 billion, sources told Reuters. The ByteDance investors are discussing exchanging some or all of their shares in ByteDance with equity in the TikTok assets, they said. Energy producers have shut in 1.07 million barrels per day, or nearly 58% of offshore crude oil production, and 1.2 million CF per day, or 45% of natural gas output from the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, as Hurricane Marco and Tropical Storm Laura head for the region, according to the U.S. Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. Royal Dutch Shell shut in production at all but one of its assets in the U.S. Gulf, while Equinor evacuated and shut in production at its Titan platform. Workers have been evacuated from 114 production platforms out of 643 manned platforms in the Gulf of Mexico, the BSEE said. Crude oil prices are pushing higher, up 0.7%. at about 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Two people are confirmed dead and two others are missing after an underwater gas pipeline exploded when it was struck by a dredging boat in the port of Corpus Christi, Texas. Six others working on the vessel were hospitalized after the Friday incident that sent flames several hundred feet into the air and forced the partial closure of the port. Enterprise Products owns the ruptured pipeline, which was holding propane gas at the time of the explosion. Early estimates indicate the accident caused the release of 5,000 pounds of propane and 5,000 pounds of carbon monoxide. The barge that struck the pipeline reportedly was owned by marine construction contractor Orion Group Holdings. China can achieve growth this year, their premier says. That's if the nation is able to reach its target of adding 9 million jobs, Premier Li Keqiang said in the western city of Chongqing. He called on the nation to bolster plans to deal with uncertainties after the economy achieved positive results in recent months, according to a statement on the central government website on Sunday. China's economy recovered to growth, with GDP rising in the 3 months to June, up 3.2% year-over-year, following a 6.8% decline in Q1. Takeda has agreed to sell its Japanese consumer healthcare business to U.S. investment firm Blackstone Group for 2.3 billion, or 242 billion yen. The portfolio to be divested includes over-the-counter medicines and health products that generated total revenue of more than 60 billion yen in FY 2019. The deal is expected to close by March 31, 2021. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.